I don't have a pop shield on my mobile phone, which I'm using as my microphone today. It's Sunday, and I've walked the 1.5 kilometres from the front door through the fields and down here to the river Turjanica. It's a small river that runs through this part of the country right next to the village, and about, I don't know, another 3/4 of a kilometre along, it will go into the River Vrbas that flows from south to north, so from the south of Bosnia-Herzegovina right up to the Croatian border. And normally this river is like pretty grotty, I have to say. One summer when we had a drought, I walked along the riverbed and found the carcass of a huge wild boar and lots of other stuff thrown in. In fact, where I am now, there's still some rubbish fly-tipping on the side of the river. Not as bad as what it was. But we did have some, or two, periods of serious rainfall and things were flooding. And the other day, Tamara and I were walking down here and it was just like amazing that big trucks have now dropped tons and tons of pebbles and shingle. And there's like a little beach here now. It's not like a beach that you would pay to go on. And like different shapes now that the river has and the water is flowing. Yeah, fast. So I don't know whether this is a mitigation or a mitigation operation for the future. I don't know, but I've just recorded a soundscape of the water from the River Turin. It's for my archive, and yeah, I was just laying on my bag in a comfy spot amongst all these pebbles, and I thought, God, this is quite nice. There's nobody for miles. This is quite cool. I don't know, maybe, yeah, you could bring a mobile barbie down here, a couple of camping chairs and a parasol. All light stuff, you know, camping sort of stuff. Yeah. On my front door. I'll take a few pics, I think. I won't take the pics of the rubbish, though. And, yeah, I haven't published anything on a baby boomer in Bosnia for maybe a month now. Life has been getting in the way. There's swallows. So many of them just swooping around. And, yeah, anyway, so I haven't posted anything, and I should have done, and I... Yeah, it was just life, just got in the way. But, yeah... Today is a good day. I feel really cool. And I'm going to be running a workshop about how to do audio podcasts for those that want to attend it in Banja Luka. There is a price for that. But, you know, where you're listening to this, you're most probably not in Banja Luka, right? So it doesn't really apply. So that'll be at the end of the month, on the 24th of May. 2025, and what else? Yeah, on Tuesday I'm going to go back to Skopje to do some presentations there for 2 days. And because I'm getting older now and I don't like the stress of it all, and they kindly said, well, you don't have to fly straight back after your last presentation, take it easy, stay an extra evening and fly the afternoon afterwards. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So, quick update from David's life in Bosnia-Herzegovina as a older person. Thank you very much indeed for subscribing, or at least dropping in through Substack Notes, which is where most of you comment from. Oh yeah, and if you are over the age of 40, 50, and you would like to do the same as I'm doing, but a little bit worried that you don't have the skills, that it's going to cost an arm and a leg, or anything else, get in touch and I'll try and help you out with that. I'm thinking of doing a little course, not expensive, but for those of us that are older, yeah, a little bit extra on the pension does help, doesn't it? It really does. So that's it from the River Turenitsa. If you put Chadarchini or even Laktashi on Google Maps or wherever, whatever map app you use, find Laktashi, and then on the east bank of the river, right, as it runs through Laktashi, just come slightly south and you'll see Chadarchini, and then you'll see the River Turenitsa. So you'll know where I've been. Okay. Vidimus Oskaro. I'll see you again.